Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Amid Beis has a very strange story concerning the machlokes of Sukkah decorations that are separated from the schach. There's a machlokes when you have, in those days they used to spread out these colored sheets and things like that, which could have constituted a hefsek between the person in the Sukkah and the schach itself. So you had this machlokes going between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna say that if the sheet is more than four tefachim below the schach, then they hold that that's considered a chatzitza, it's a separation between you and the schach, and that passels the sukkah. Whereas Rav Nachman, he holds that even if the noye sukkah are more than four tefachim separated from the schach, it still doesn't constitute a separation between you and the schach, and therefore you're allowed to sit in such a sukkah. The sukkah is kosher. So then the Gemara has the weirdest story. They say, Rav Chisda v'Rabba Bar Huna iklo l'vei resh glusa. They were on their way to visit the resh glusa. Agninu Rav Nachman b'sukkah shenoye muflagim imena arba tefachim. And Rav Nachman said, oh, come, I found a great sukkah for you guys to stay in while you're on your way. And he brought them into a sukkah where the noye sukkah were more than four tefachim separated. Ashtiku v'lo amru le v'lo midi. And they didn't say anything back. So amru lehu, he said to them, hadur bahu rabbanam mishmatayu, were you chozer on your opinion? So they answered back, amru le anan shluchim mitzvah anan upturim in a sukkah. We are on our way to do a mitzvah, and therefore we are potter from sitting in a sukkah anyway, and therefore this is an irrelevancy as far as we're concerned. We're being nice to go into the sukkah with you, but we don't actually hold of this sukkah, and we don't need a sukkah anyway, and therefore it's acceptable as far as we're concerned. Now, the Ritva, this Gemara, is taken aback by this story, as you know, the casual observer certainly would be, to notice Rise Rav Nachman trying to get them to violate their shita. And the Ritva asks the Kasha, he says, how could it be that he put them in a sukkah that they held was puzzle? And I'll read you the lashon of the Ritva. V'lo chash dahave chaticha de'isura ledidhu. He was not choshish, he was not concerned that this is considered like eating a piece of non-kosher meat for them. This is based on a language that the Gemara has elsewhere of shavye anafshe chaticha de'isura, that if you hold something as usur, it's usur to you. So they held it was usur to them. What, he's going to put them in a pasul of sukkah and they're going to make a bracha of atala on such a sukkah? Right? So he says it's like putting right? So he's saying they're violating putting them in a situation that they hold is asr. So based on this, the Ritva quotes Yeshom, they're those who hold the Meha Shamina Chamachil Chaver Mashu Mutter Lola Fida Ato Ein Bazem Mishim Lifnei Velositin Michshol. If you hold that a particular food is not kosher, and I hold that a particular food is kosher, so I'm allowed to feed you that food, and that's not considered Lifnei Iver, because that's exactly what Rav Nachman did to his colleagues, that he put them in a sukkah that they hold is pasul, and he held it's kosher, and therefore you see there's nothing wrong with it. So that's interesting, because let's say you have a friend who keeps a certain hashgacha and you don't keep that hashgacha, so you're allowed to invite him over to your house, assuming everything is kosher, and you can feed him whatever hashgacha you hold is good, even if you know that he doesn't hold it's good. So that would be one day in the Rishonim. However, the Ritva disagrees. He says, "V'nira li dahacha dafka." No, it's only specifically in this case. "V'bnei sheha iser nikar l'chaveiro," because the iser is recognizable to his friend. "V'lo svira le lo lechol." If he doesn't hold that it's good, he won't eat it, right? "Ha b'sheino nikar l'chaveiro lo." But if it's not recognizable, then you should not do it. Right, so he says basically that you're not allowed to give someone something that he holds as usur, even though you hold its mutter, unless he could see it with his own eyes and he can make the decision that he wants to eat it or he doesn't want to eat it. So this is something we have to be very careful about, that if we know for a fact that our friend doesn't hold of a particular ashkacha that we utilize, even though we think it's complete nonsense, and it could be that it is nonsense, but this is his shita, and even though you think he's wrong, just like Rav Nachman held that they were wrong, he wasn't allowed to put them in the situation unless he knew that they could see with their own eyes. And not only that, it's mashma from the lashon of the Gemara that they saw with their own eyes that this was the situation, because it says that they were quiet and they didn't say anything back to Rav Nachman. Mashma that they could have said something back had they wanted to, but they had an additional excuse. And that's when he chimed in. He says, I see you were chozer. And they said, nah, not so fast. We weren't chozer on anything.